The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We want the Holy Spirit to just lead us today. We just want to appreciate God and thank the Lord for what He has done for us. And as I was just saying, the devil has not been happy for this day because he could not fulfill his assignment against you. He could not fulfill his assignment against you. As a matter of fact, whatever the devil appeared to have achieved in your life, God has used it for good. He has used it to train your faith. He has used it to build your faith. He has used it to toughen you. He has used it to induce, perseverance and consistency in you. He has used it to do something. The devil can never do anything in the life of a child of God without seeking permission. And even then, he has limits. For the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, for there is no temptation that has seized man except what is common to man. And even when the temptation comes, God will make a way out of it. There is a way of escape. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Anything that we have experienced is what? Is common to man. And God will never allow you to go through what He hasn't given you strength or capacity to go through. Yes. He will never. When boxers are fighting, they fight by their ranks, the weight of their ranks. So, yes. So, God is a just wise God. If we know these things, you will not begin to shout at challenges, because God knows before that thing came, He has weighed your faith. He has weighed your strength. He has weighed your ability. And do you know something? He knows that He is with you. Yes. In fact, you are not the one who is actually facing the thing. No. He is the one facing the thing in you. Except that it's your flesh that is feeling the thing and your eyes are seeing. But actually, He is the one that is facing the thing before you. And so, these are the things that we need to understand. And so, this day is the 31st day. The devil is disappointed, and our God has done it again. We want to sing again the song of Moses. The song he sang when he crossed the Red Sea. Let me read before we sing. Revelation chapter 15, verse number 3. Revelation 15, verse number 3. And they sing the song of Moses. So you see, it should have been, and they sang. But do you know why it says they sing? That song is still being sung in heaven.
Amen.
And they sing. It should have been, and they sang. But because it is present, yeah, it means that the angels are still singing it.
Amen.
And they sing the song of Moses. So we are also going to sing the song of Moses with angels to end the year. And say, I'm reading. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying. So it means that the song of Moses is also the song of the Lamb. So Moses actually sang the song of the Lamb. That was Jesus. Jesus sang this song after his resurrection. He sang this song to the Father after his resurrection and after reuniting with the Father, when he has finished everything and sat at the right hand side of the Father. This was the song he sang. He sang this song to the Father. And Moses also sang this song. Oh, hallelujah. The song of Moses and the Lamb. Saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord. But we put the Lord, some verses, Lord. Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. So want to sing it. Great and marvelous are thy ways. Great and marvelous are thy ways, O Lord. Grace and marvelous are thy ways, O God Almighty. E Lord God Almighty. Great again. And marvelous are thy ways. Great and marvelous are thy ways, O Lord. Great and marvelous are thy ways, Lord God Almighty. E Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways. Just and true are thy ways, O Lord. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of all saints. Thou King of all saints. Again. Grace and true are thy ways. Just and true are thy ways, O Lord. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of all saints. Is thou King of all saints. Hallelujah. Fear thee. Yes, it's in verse 4 again. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Who shall not fear thee and glorify thy name? And glorify thy name. Shall not fear thee. Verse 4. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord? Who shall not fear thee? And glorify thy name. And glorify thy name. Hallelujah. So, Revelation chapter 3, chapter 15, verse 3 and 4a. Verse 3 and 4a in King James. In King James. You can always, but when you are using other versions, you will not get the lyrics like this. Yes, in King James. So now, we want to thank the Lord so much for this day. And once again, I say, resurrection, good morning, and welcome to each and every one of us. Our final edition of 2021, Power for Today. Final edition of 2021, Power for Today. We want to thank the Lord for how far He has brought us. And we are ending on the theme, Superior Exit. Superior Exit. The word superior is a Latin word, which means above or top. Yes, so we are exiting with superior anointing. We are exiting. We are exiting. We are coming out of 2021. We are ending 2021 as champions. The Bible says that the Israelites came out of Egypt harnessed. Yes, harnessed. They came out of Egypt with wealth. The Bible says that the Egyptians were begging them to leave. Yes, they got their superiority over Pharaoh. They got their superiority over Pharaoh and his army. They got their superiority when they passed through the Red Sea. They got their superiority. They earned that superior anointing when they passed through the Red Sea. I don't know what has happened to you throughout the year 2021, but you are ending with a superior anointing. You are exiting with a superior anointing.
Amen.
And you are entering with superior anointing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, why are we exiting? Why is it a superior exit? Because it is a superior exit because in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, the Bible says the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31, verse 8. The same is replicated in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Hebrews 13, 5. You can find it there. These are the scriptures you need to keep and declare them. Hebrews 13, 5. It says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because God says, God has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 6. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Do you know what has kept us? When you go to Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Lord has kept us with his word. His word has kept us. Yes. The word of God has kept us. Hebrews chapter 1 verse number 3. Hebrews 1 verse number 3. The sun is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. Sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. Majesty in heaven. Verse 4. So he became as much superior to the angels as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. Wow! Superior exit. Superior anointing. We are exiting with our superior anointing. We are exiting as champions. We are exiting victoriously and gloriously. The devil should never make you cry. Never cry. Never cry. I had this call. Never cry around two something. A call was coming through mama's phone, coming through my phone. And when I responded to the call, the message was that, Pastor, my family is gone to claim a property. They've gone to claim a treasure, so pray for them. And I said, yes, the person was up praying and thought I was also up praying. But I was actually sleeping. Some few minutes to wake up, because after waking up, I will not sleep again. But the person woke me up. And I said, oh, so couldn't you wait till daybreak for me to pray? Because I can pray any time. But well, that is the time the person needed prayer. This pastor's work, it's not an easy thing at all. Your time is not your time. You can't enjoy sleep. You can't enjoy anything. Because you are controlled and monitored by the sheep. And that is the ministry. That's the calling. That's why some people don't want to marry pastor. I know a particular person who doesn't want to marry pastor, and I'm on that person. Yes. You know something? The word of God has kept us. The word of God has sustained us. You see, how has the word sustained us? How has the word sustained? For example, when God told Satan, you have every right to touch Job, but don't touch his life. That's the word. You see, Satan obeys the word. The word says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. So let me tell you, we are untouchable. But you see, God will still use the circumstances and situation and the devil and his agents and demons, he will still use them to build us, to mold us, to prepare us, to build our faith. That is why we suffer the things that we suffer. When you go to Psalm 66, is one of my psalms. I think I quoted it the other day. Psalm 66. Today, I just gave the thing. I really didn't know how it is going to go because we just want to celebrate the Lord. Psalm 66, verse 10. For you, O God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats, seller. Come and listen. All you who fear God, let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. Hallelujah. Amen. Your prayers are still alive. Amen. When you go to my Facebook wall, it is there. And people are asking permission to preach. Pastors are just asking me permission. Please, can I preach this? Can I preach this? Can I preach this? I say, yes, you can preach. But acknowledge me that you got it from me. Yes, you got it from me. Because it just dropped. The Holy Spirit just dropped it around 5 a.m. And then I started say, send this message on Facebook. That's how my messages come. This is for Facebook. Let it go. Somebody there need a message. So when you go there, I've put there. Your prayers are still hot, relevant. Our prayers and requests are still hot, valid. They are not dead. Why are they not dead? Because there is a prayer bank. All the prayers you have been praying from the day you got born again, they are stored up in a prayer bank. The Holy Spirit taught me this. I don't know it myself. I knew something. I knew a lot, but not everything I knew. See, that's why the Bible is very deep. The Holy Spirit is the interpreter. Bit by bit, he reveals to you. When you go to Revelation chapter 5, verse number 8, it is there clearly. I used to quote Revelation chapter 8, 1 to 3, 1 to 5, Revelation 8, 1 to 5, the prayer bank. But in Revelation 5, 8, it is there clear. It says, Revelation 5, 8, from the NIV. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense. Some versions say golden censers. Golden censers. A censer or a bowl is where incense are kept. Full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Incense, which are the prayers of what? The saints. Amen.
which are the prayers of the saints. Let's go to Psalm 141 verse 2. So our prayers are like incense. They rise to God. Psalm 141 verse number 2. Psalm 141 verse number 2. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. When we lift our hands, it's like the evening sacrifice. Our prayers goes to God like what? Incense. I was just looking into my word study of the word incense. And a lot, incense is a fragrant substance. It's a fragrant substance that, fragrant substance burned with sacrifices. Incense are mixed with sacrifices and are burned. They are also used in embalming dead bodies. They were used prominently in the Old Testament worship. Leviticus 24:7, Leviticus 2:2. We have the holy incense, which is a special formation and a compound reserved for the divine service. Exodus 30:34-35, and used used strictly by the priest. So you see, now, why is it that we don't use this incense again in the New Testament? Jesus Christ has become the fragrance sacrifice. He is our incense. Jesus is now our incense. That's why we don't use physical incense. Yes, Jesus has become our hot fragrance sacrifice, our incense. Everything, we do it through Christ. And so it is presented to God. But in the spiritual realm, actually, our prayers rise like incense. Our prayers rise like incense. And they enter into the bowl. There is a bowl that contains our prayers. And when the Bible says that, when that bowl is full, it is cast down. And then you can see that in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 to 5. That was why Jesus said, Jesus gave a parable in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, that men ought to pray and what? Faint not. That was why Paul also said in 1 Thessalonians 5, what? Is it 18? Pray without what? Ceasing. Pray without what? Ceasing. Because your prayers, the believer's prayers, are always valid. They are always valid. They don't expire. And when you go on my Facebook wall, I gave the reasons why. The factors, I mean, that must be fulfilled for the prayers to be heard, to be answered. Yes. Things that should happen. Why are they being kept there? Certain conditions must be fulfilled. Some conditions must be fulfilled. Not only conditions, there are many other things that must be done for the prayers to be heard, to be answered. So there is a prayer bank. That is where our prayers are kept. There is a prayer altar. All your prayers from the day you became born again, they are there. They are not dead. They are there. And these prayers are awaiting the right time to be answered. And the following are some of the conditions that must be fulfilled. Maturity is needed. God is waiting for you to mature. Corresponding actions. Hannah prayed and made a vow. Pray and serve. Pray and sow. Pray and plant a seed. Pray and position yourself in the kingdom business. Pray and get committed to the work of God. Pray and act. Pray and forgive. In fact, the best thing to do is to ask God, what corresponding action should I attach? Say attach.
Attach.
Say attach.
Attach.
To these prayers.
To these prayers.
What corresponding action should I attach to these prayers?
corresponding.
Yes. Apart from the prayers of worship and thanksgiving, the prayers of request. When you are requesting something, God to do something.
Petition. Supplication.
Supplication. These ones go with corresponding what? Actions. So you should ask the Holy Spirit, as I pray, what action should I attach to this? And then the next one condition is that the first instruction must be fully obeyed. Have I not obeyed an instruction? Have you obeyed the first instruction? Sometimes God has given us an instruction, but we haven't fully obeyed it. So that instruction must be obeyed. So you just go back to obey the first instruction and stop running around, running from prophet to prophet. Nothing is happening. The thing is that just obey the first instruction so that you deliver yourself from prophetic entrapment, going from place to place, people to people to give you prophetic word. You wear yourself out. Every prophetic word you are giving will still go through a process. There is a waiting for it. There is still a sowing. All these principles, they go along. Know them and practice them yourself. And nobody can cheat you or sometimes fall into any trap. And the next one, the fourth one, certain elements around you must be cleared by God. Yes, some people must be cleared. 2 Kings chapter 11, verse 20. Athaliah. When Athaliah was slain, the Bible said that there was peace and joy in the land. 2 Chronicles 23, 21. The same thing is there. And there are two examples. In Exodus 4:19, God said to Moses, go back to Egypt, for all the men who wanted to kill you are dead. So God will ensure that some people are no more alive before he answers some prayers. Matthew 2:19-20, the same thing. After the death of Aaron, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and said to him to take the baby Jesus to the land of Israel, for those who were trying to kill him are dead. This one is not you yourself who do it, or God himself. That is why we should pray without halt, ceasing, because the prayer is working. The prayer is alive. The prayer is valid. The 15 is that you must adhere to certain protocols or disciplines. When there are some things, when you are looking for them, there are protocols that go with it, especially when you are looking for some anointing. You are praying for a ministry. You are praying for a calling. You are praying for a position. You want God to give you a promotion. You want God to place you somewhere. There are certain disciplines or protocols. There are some lifestyles that you need to develop. Yes. Because you are going there. You are going to handle something. So you ask the Holy Spirit to help you. What are the protocols? In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 23. 1 Corinthians 10, 23. Paul said, all things are permissible, but not all things are hard constructive.
All things. Helpful. Or helpful.
Or helpful.
All things are lawful, but not all things are helpful.
All things are lawful, but not all things are hard helpful. All things, Paul was saying, all things are lawful. I can do anything. But because of this position I'm asking for, because of this thing, not all things are helpful. I cannot do anything. I cannot just live anyhow. I cannot just talk anyhow. And I expect God to answer this prayer. Samson is a typical example. An indisciplined boy. Yes. Protocols were set for the mother. Even what the mother shouldn't do in pregnancy. Every woman, every child of God, every Christian woman, when the moment you take seed, ask God for the protocol of that child that you are carrying. Some of us, that is why our battles are still on, because our mothers were given satanic protocols. Yes, demonic direction. They were drinking things on top of the baby. So right in the womb, the baby started taking concussion. The baby has already been charmed. So right in the womb, the baby, the every people say, "Ebi woko, the via ebi wa be wa mami niye funu wa be woho wa be." So even before the baby was born, wa be dada. I don't know how they call it. They say it in French. Yes, wa be. Yes, the baby is already charged with demonic powers. The baby is, a battle has already been initiated for you right in the womb. That's why we need to be born again. That's the main reason why we need to be all reborn again. So sometimes, whilst you are praying, your answer demands, before your answer, it demands some protocols. It demands some protocols. Yes. You shouldn't be in some groups. You should know the lifestyle. Ask the Holy Spirit what protocols goes with it. And then number six, God's timing. Ecclesiastes 3:11. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. Galatians 4:4. When the time had fully come, God sent his son. When the time had fully come, God did what? He sent the son. So God's timing, it is not your timing. God's timing. John chapter 7 verse 6. John 7 6. Jesus said to the mother, "My time." Jesus said to the brothers who were to go to the feast, when they were saying, "Go to the feast, go to the, go and show yourself." Not to the mother, but to the brother. He said, "My time has not yet come. As for you, any time is good for you." And there are others. In fact, the other one God gave me, I didn't put it on Facebook. Sometimes God will wait for the iniquities of your enemies to come to the zenith, to be full. Yes. You are praying judgment on somebody who is torturing you and tormenting you. Yes. God is waiting for his wickedness against you to get to the full. To come to the full. That's another one. This one I didn't put it on Facebook, because I know some people would like to use it for things. So I didn't put everything there. Yes. You see, God wait. He said, until the iniquity of the Amorites has come to the full. Until the iniquity of the Amorites has come to the full. How many times did Moses go to Pharaoh? Nine times. Anytime Moses appeared to Pharaoh, what happened to Pharaoh? He became hardened. He became hot, hardened. So there are some prayers you are praying on some people. You are surprised why they are becoming more hardened. I am praying for my boss to have favor. I am praying to win the favor of my boss. But the day I fast and pray, that day when I get to office, my boss will insult me. Do you know something? God is in what you call tactical action that he used on Pharaoh. He's hardening your boss to crush your boss forever. It is possible that you are even going to take his position. Yes, you are going to take his position. The same thing happened to Haman, Esther. Yes, Haman was bold. He was doing things. Mordecai, he was doing things. Finally, what happened? Mordecai took Haman's position. That is why the Bible says that we should pray without all season. But by the 10th time, when Moses appeared to Pharaoh, the last time, by the last plague, Pharaoh said, "No, this one, I can't. If I don't take care, I will die." And then, by the last plague, the striking of the firstborn sons, Pharaoh had to let the Israelites go. And because God has, Pharaoh's wickedness has come to the full, he had to be completely wiped out of the earth with his army. The Pharaoh that time, not the Pharaoh now, not the Egypt now. They had to be completely wiped out so that the Israelites will never see them again. And so God directed the Israelites through the way of the Red Sea because he had intention to destroy Pharaoh. Oh my God, it's interesting to work with God. Never try to understand things. Just be obedient. Just be obedient. Obedience. Just obey instruction. Yes, you can ask questions sometimes. Like Jeremiah and Zechariah, you can ask questions. Yes, you can ask for explanations. And what when he gives you, that's it. When he doesn't give you, just follow. You won't understand. Mostly do not understand. But when they go to the Red Sea, you see, God had a plan to wipe out the Egyptians forever. So he says, stretch your rod, authority. That's the word of God. Speak the word. Speak the word. That's the word. The rod is the word. Anytime you face a situation, speak the word into that situation, and the way will open. So when you stretch the rod, which is the word of God, represent the word, authority, the authority of the word, the Red Sea parted. They passed through. Immediately they got to the middle. Eh? There were pregnant women. Women were heavily pregnant. Some were pregnant with twins, some with triplets, some with quadruplets. And you can see the way they walk very slowly. They were moving out with silver and gold, with cart. They came out with vehicles, so vehicles loaded with all silver and gold. They left Egypt. The Bible said that they were laden with all silver and gold. They were not carrying those things on their head. They were carrying them with cars, that thing that carries goods. They were moving with their things. Yes, they were moving. Some had three, some had four, some had five. People were pushing. Their children were pushing. And they were moving. They were moving. They were moving. When they got to the middle, then the angel said to Pharaoh, you have made a mistake. Don't you think you have made a mistake? These people, will you get their services again? Then Pharaoh said, it is true. Look at what we have done to ourselves. Look, when God wants to destroy your enemies, when God wants to destroy something, don't play with him. Look at this. What mistake have we done? Yes, so then Pharaoh called his army commander. Assemble the army quickly. Let's pursue them and bring them back. We have made a mistake. He said, yeah, everybody, what mistake? Let's bring them back. But by that time, they were led to some few kilometers to cross the sea. The Red Sea. Where the Egyptian army, no matter how fast they drive their chariots, they couldn't get to them. And then they started. They were moving. And they were saying, look at them. Look at them there. They were seeing them. The last person that they were seeing. Immediately the last person, the last pregnant woman or child had crossed. God said to Moses that by that time, Pharaoh and his army, they had reached the middle of the Red Sea. God said to Moses, stretch the rod. He stretched the rod. What happened? The sea swallowed them. And now, when the sea do you know how the sea started swallowing them? It started from the front, where the Israelites have crossed. It started from the front and then the back. So when he started from the front, and they were saying, let's get away from the Israelites. God is fighting for them. So they were trying to run back. By the time they realized, it has started from the back.
They were hemmed in.
May your enemies be hemmed in. May they never find a way in 2022.
Amen.
Right from today. May your enemy be hemmed in.
Amen.
In front of them and behind them.
Lord.
Above and beneath them.
Amen.
May the Red Sea swallow them.
Amen.
May they never escape.
Jesus' name.
The powers that has enabled them to escape. We expire those powers today.
Amen.
Say, you powers.
You powers.
That have enabled my enemies to escape.
You powers.
That are giving my enemies
a way of escape.
Write this down. You powers.
You powers.
That has given my enemies.
That has given my enemies.
A shield.
A shield.
A shield.
A shield.
A way of escape.
A way of escape.
A way of escape.
A way of escape.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
With the blood of Jesus Christ.
We expire you.
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 We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
By our superior advantage. We command you dead.
We command you
dead. We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We command you dead.
We expire you.
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 In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You see, the words we use in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm, it operates differently. So in the spiritual realm, when you say something should die, it dies. But it doesn't die like the way we know death here. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. To die means to expire. And to expire is not that the thing will be there and one day they will use it again. No, it will never be in use again. It is eternal. You see, our prayers work eternally. When we are praying, it works what? Eternally. It works itself. So when we say die or expire, that particular thing can never be used again. It can never be used again. And then you have your peace. You have your joy. Atalia had to be slain for peace to come. And the Bible says that when Atalia was slain, what happened? The land rejoiced.
Mm.
The land what? Rejoiced. Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Anything that must be slain.
Anything that must be slain.
For me to have peace.
For me to have peace.
Any agent.
Any agent.
Any power.
Any power.
Any demon.
Any demon.
That must be slain.
That must be slain.
That you have not assigned.
That you have not assigned.
But the devil has assigned.
But the devil has assigned.
To work against me.
To work against
that
me.
That must be slain.
That must be slain.
For me to have peace.
For me to have peace.
For me to have freedom.
For me to have freedom.
For me to advance.
For me to advance.
For me to increase.
For me to increase.
For my supernatural
for
shift
my
to occur.
Supernatural shift to occur.
Let it be slain.
Let it be
let
slain.
Let it be 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 slain.
Any power.
Any power.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
Any agent.
Any agent.
That is not serving.
That is not serving.
Your interest in my life.
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 Any power.
Any power.
Any agent.
Any agent.
Any demon.
Any demon.
Any spirit.
Any spirit.
That is not serving.
That is not serving.
Your interest in my life.
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 Your interest.
We
in
expire.
My life. We expire.
I expire.
I expire them all.
I expire.
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 Be expired.
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 Be expired. Command them to expire right now.
Be expired.
Command them to die.
Be
command
expired,
them to die.
Expired.
Command them
we
to die.
Command you
we
to
command
die.
You to die. Any
we
power.
Command you
any
to
agent.
Die.
Any agent.
Power.
Any power.
Any agent.
Any spirit.
Yes.
Any demon.
Any spirit.
That is not
any
serving
demon.
The interest of God in my life.
That has
never served the interest of God in my life. Your time is up.
Your time is up.
Your time is up. You cannot cross over.
Your iniquities are full.
Your iniquities are full. Your iniquities are full.
Your iniquities are full.
Trapped by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed by the pool of the blood.
Betrayed
by the pool of the blood. Your total aspiration.
You are aspiring today.
You are aspiring today.
You are aspiring today.
You have You have expired.
You are not crossing over with me. That experience is not crossing over with me. That spirit, the spirit behind that experience, the demon and the powers behind that experience, the spirit, the demons and the powers behind this problem, behind this situation, you are not crossing over with me. 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 My atmosphere is saturated with the blood. My environment is saturated with the blood. Be trapped and destroyed. In Jesus' name, in Revelation chapter 12, we want to pray a prayer there. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 15, in fact, when you read it, I was reading Revelation chapter 12 from 3 o'clock. And I tell you, from verse 13, when the dragon saw that he had been held to the earth, he pursued the woman who had given birth to the male child. The woman was given the two wings of a great eagle so that she might fly to the place prepared for her in the desert, where she will be taken care of for a time, times and half a time, out of the serpent's reach. Then from his mouth, the serpent spewed water like a river to overtake the woman and sweep her away with the torrent. But the earth helped the woman by opening its mouth and swallowing the river that the dragon has spewed out of his mouth. Say any poison. Say any charm.
Any spell.
That has been released.
To overtake the children of God. To overtake the people of God. To overtake the church.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Revelation
Okay, let's continue from verse 17. From verse 17 to 13, 1. Revelation 12, 17 to 13, 1. Then the dragon was enraged at the woman and went off to make war against the rest of her offspring, those who obey God's commandment and hold to the testimony of Jesus. These are believers, the church. Now, verse 1, Revelation 31 says, and the dragon stood on the shore of the sea. Do you know what this means? Those days, the main means of transportation was by sea. By sea. So the dragon went and stood at the harbor where your things are coming. Why is he standing there? He's standing there to block your blessings. He's standing there. So we want to command right now, any dragon that has taken a position.
Any dragon that has taken a
say
position.
Say
any dragon.
Any
power.
That has taken a position.
That has taken a position.
In 2022.
In 2022.
Any dragon. Any principality.
Any principality.
Any power. That has taken
any position. Any position.
Against me. In 2022. Cast the dragon down in the name of Jesus Christ. Cast the dragon down in the power of the Holy Spirit. Cast the dragon down right now. In the dragon that has taken any position.
In
the dragon that has taken any position.
Ahead of me in 2022.
Ratakabareketekebara. Zipratakura katokale. Ilebabarokoto alikate.
Libreketokalibabarekete.
Ilebabareketekebara.
Ilebabareketekalibare. We secure. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
You have done it again.
You have done it again.
We celebrate you. You are the Alpha.
You are the Alpha.
And the Omega.
You have done it again.
Your word has kept us.
Your word has kept us.
We have come this far. By your grace. Your grace has brought us this far. Bareketo kali, Papa, reketo kali. Yes, Lord, your grace has brought
your
us
grace
this far.
Your grace
we glorify your name.
We give you glory and we give you praise.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.